Daf kuf nun zayin omid aleph. Aim of kin etzim min hakoris. Sora shel hakoris. It's a bunch of koris which are piled together. Hamuktzois v'sudoros. The meaning that they are set aside and arranged for building purposes. V'lo min koira. Hayishana, an old one, shenishbro, hayona, got broken today. Umehashta, lasaka, kaima, now it's going to be used for firewood. If you're hawking, even so, usher, it's usher, why? Holo banish mushaslo, it can, lahochi, since in banish mushas the night before, it was not prepared for this purpose. Maskin lahasik barimus at heaven to light a fire with a bundle of straw. So to daitach, we think, but tibnasaria, that we're talking about, ratin. Straw, the stame lahasaka, which is the only purpose, really, the stam purpose, is for usage as firewood. Avolo be'etzim shemamuksa she'nichum berachovu shechuriya beso. There, it was put in this area behind their houses. Their backyard was really meant for long-term storage. Therefore, v'hikson liyumayis hastov, it was set aside for the fall. Muksa, what is a muksa? Rachovu shechuriya batim. It's this open area behind the houses. The person set aside the back of his house in order to use it as a storage area. Which is Erez Zachar, Erez Nekeva. It's a male and female cedar trees. Which his main purpose is for building. Mashkin Orchad the Milsonak. Here's something which is the most common. Mishum Sircha. The Moshkal Shetei Neichel Hashet. The reason why a person, they're going to make them drink is because after they drink, it makes it easier to skin them. Midbarias, Shirayus Ba'efer Tamid, they're constantly grazing over in the fields, Volondus Besoichatrum, but they stay in and actually sleep within the Trum. Stoma Achrino, Beis Hillel Choshev Kestomo, because Beis Hillel is considered like a Stam Mishnah, because we say that Shamei B'mokam Beis Hillel is not even considered a Mishnah. Kola Kalim, the Linda Filim Malachtan Isser, even if its purpose is for a Dover Oster. Rabbi Shimon, and this is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Chutz min ha-meser gadol is megera shehi le'umin lochus ba'etzim. It's like a saw or an axe that the craftsman used to cut the wood. U'muksa machmas chasarin kis, and it's muksa because you're makbid, you insist to use it only for its main purpose. Kis l'shelo yishtabu cheritzim, you don't want the grooves to get broken. Shehu osi kasakin mole pegimus, it's made like a knife full of these grooves. Which digs the ground. It's a kultura belaz. So it's this little peg or thing that's used in the attaching together the machresha. My says in the Mishnah, Mefirin, Bala Isha, that's a husband annulling his wife's vows. Vinashalom the Chochom, that's asking to the Chochom to be matter it. For example, she took a nether, she's not going to eat today. It's like the Rabbanan army that they said earlier, you can seal up the window, or there was a machoikas over there, it was a window or a skylight. You want to check over there with a measuring stick that has the proper shear, which is 1 by 1 amas width and length, with 3 amos depth. Vesamatlis shitei shalosh shalosh spices. You have 3 by 3 fingers. Kigoyin im hayesu tamei if it was tamei v'noga. But Tyrus and the touched Tyrus, and I need to know if it was tamei really or it lost its status of a beged and no longer was tamei. But tviach pach shel shem, it's a small jug of earthenware. Chaveru is the perik yud zayin is in the 17th perik. Zemura shikshur b'tapiach, which is memalim bo b'shabbos. You have a zemura branch which is tied together to this tapiach, which is a Pachshol Cheres, a small jug of earthenware that you can fill up with Shabbos. Mekadedas Kli Cheres is an earthenware vessel. Leida Miyesh Begigas Poseach Tevach. Begumar Mefresh. Begumar will explain it. Vekoshin Kesher Sheinu Shal Kayam. If it's not a permanent knot, I feel like Chachilo. You can do this even like Chachilo. Moedin Leslamed Al Dovar Horo'o. In order to do and learn how to paskin. Gemara. Ibailahu. Hapar de Masnisin. That our mission is Bein Letzarech Bein Shal. Sorry. Ibailahu Haforo. The hafara, the masnis in our mission, the bein letzarech bein shelo letzarech shabbos. It when the husband's annulling his wife's vows, that's talking about both for a need and not a need of Shabbos, and both of them are going to be permitted. The gabe hafara biyom shamuksiv. Because by hafara, it says the day that he heard it. Bimlo mefer ha'in, if he doesn't do the hafara now, shuvei mefer, he's not allowed to do it anymore. V'she'el l'tzarech in, shelo l'tzarech loy. The yachol l'shul ha'machar, because he can go to the rabbi tomorrow. V'shul ha'machar, therefore, matal kahum ha'adadi, they're split up in the Mishnah and says two separate cases. Lo katani mefer and v'nishal l'nadarm. You don't say, and it didn't say in the Mishnah, you can both be mefer and nishal to nadarm. She'el l'tzarech ha'shabbos, if they're for Shabbos needs. The lo koy l'tzarech ela ha'she'el, because the word l'tzarech from the needs, Shabbos needs, is only going with regard to asking the rabbi. Bezin really means chacham, which is if he has the real smich, then you don't need a full bezdin. It's going on both the hafar and the sheila. But being mefer, the husband being mefer with that for no, not for Shabbos needs. Lo, you're not allowed to alma. Therefore, you see, our first endurance is meisa eist. And when the husband's rights to annul his wife's vows is for a 24-hour period from the moment he hears, even though it's over two halachic days. One who hears in Shabbos, he can be mefer already when it's dark. But almost within 24 hours, he'll shmiya from the moment he heard it. If it's not for a need, we don't allow it on Shabbos. Until it gets dark, for sulon is not anymore. He hears right before shkia. Therefore, if it's not for a need of Shabbos, because if he doesn't be mefer now, lo yefer, he's not going to be able to do it again. L'tzarech Shabbos Alma, we see from this that first Adar Me'is La'is Shel Shmir, that the rights to be annul his wife's vows for a 24-hour period from the moment that he heard. Hilkach, therefore, Shelo L'tzarech Lo, if it's not for the needs of Shabbos, you're not allowed to be made for Medelo Shari El L'tzarech, since we don't allow it except for the needs of Shabbos. Hakol Hachmer Kolayman, this means to say, Pa'am She'esh Ha'iz Gadol U'pa'am She'eno Ela Ma'at. Sometimes there's a lot of time and sometimes there's only a little bit. Yibayelhu that which we say you can ask to the rabbi with regards to the darim which are for needs. It's talking about we didn't have enough time for Erev Shabbos to get to the rabbi. Or perhaps it's even he had the time. Hilkati katana is a shvil katan, ben shnei batim is a small path between the two houses. Kufnun zayin omid beis. The gigas seduku menuchas al gabov. The hames mutal the hilkati takas a gigas, and the mace, the corpse was underneath this hilkati. Was in this path underneath the barrel, connected a sadak by the area where the split in the barrel was. Lefnei mois hameis, before that actually dies, pakkel b'shabbos hamo, or they sealed it up, pitufiach in with this small jug, sheba eid b'sadak yigas b'seach tefach, because perhaps the split is not a tefach wide. And then v'nimsa hameis multiple oil, then the mace will be inside an oil, she'en lo mokum lasis, and there's no way for the to go out. So therefore, it's Milo v'chayz ben shvabein. Let's just derech Milo. Then there's no way for it to go out upwards. Of course, shvabein shnei batim machnas es tumo, and the hole between the two houses is going to allow the tumo to come in. Let's not change to the second side. Bemele agrov, so long as it's a fist wide. V'ikach therefore susmu b'klicheres. They sealed it up with a klicheres v'gabo kinegan hilkati, and the outside is its back is towards the path. Klicheres ein lematam and v'gabo v'chayz is therefore the klicheres does not have tumah went from the outside, and it could be served as a barrier. Which was a tefach wide. Megami leida im tichnas v'sadaka gigas, if it's going to enter into the split of the barrel. V'mesechas oilos v'mesechas shenina, we touch chiluk be'arubo shebesoch habayis, between a skylight in the house v'tumah muksasa k'neged the rubo muksasa besoch habayis, and the mace is partially underneath the skylight and partially in the house. Main yeshul be'arubo besech tefach, or whether or not the Aruba, the skylight has a tefach width. The Imba Aruba Pesach tefach does not have a tefach width size. V'ani lo yichalti l'hemim, I can't understand it. Rashi says l'hochi nakid gemi. The first says gemi shiroi l'machal behemim, because it's fit for animal father. V'lo mavatal le'lios kesher shol kayem, you're not going to leave it there as a permanent knot. The mintkat kishyavish is going to snap off when it dries up. V'avna begigas malei mayim, it's a barrel full of water. I'm sorry. He wasn't for any need, rather he was just playing around and not paying attention.